We are 103.9 WDKX, the Wicked Club, Rochester's number one station for hip-hop and R&B. And information, joining us now is the mayor of the city of Rochester, Mayor Lovely Warren. Good morning, Mayor Warren.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. We were just talking about the eviction moratorium. As we said before, we'll talk about the money with Mama Mac and sort of what to do for game plans. If you're in that situation or if you have a family member that's in that situation, but I guess Joe Biden has decided he's going to let the eviction moratorium run out. That's tomorrow on a federal level. But for New York State, there's still some time for people to make a decision, right?
Yes. The New York State moratorium doesn't expire until August 31st. And so we're asking people to, if they're behind in their rent, to please call 211. The city of Rochester and the county have partnered on, providing assistance to those that are behind, both landlords and also tenants. Both can apply. Landlords can apply as well, but the tenant has to cooperate for the landlord to be able to get the assistance. So you can not only get your back rent, but you can also get 3 months into the future. And so please take advantage of this opportunity. It's until the money's last. I believe that we had about $31 million as a county. This is for Monroe County. This is the way it's being done. The state of New York has their own program. So if you live in the other counties, then you have to figure out what they're doing. But for Monroe County, please call 211 to get assistance. Do not let this money run out. We want to be of assistance to you. And not only are we providing the rental assistance, but if you have to go to court, we're also providing attorneys at court for you to be able to work with them and the judge and your landlord to be able to stay in your apartment.
Did you say $31 million from Monroe County?
Yes.
Damn.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. So that's a lot of money that people can get access to. 211. I hate to be the operator on 211 for the next 30 days. But listen, there's a lot of people that could need your help in this particular situation because that is a lot of money going forward. And they still have to apply. So I don't want people to think, oh, it's as simple as calling 211. That's the first step.
That's the step.
Yeah.
That's the step because we have partnerships with different community-based organizations like Community Place, Baden Street, ABC. All of our not-for-profit organizations in the community are the ones that have the dollars that's going to help the tenant or the landlord go through the application process and then get access to those dollars. So 211 is the first step. So make the call and then follow through, because a lot of times what happens is people make that initial call, but they don't follow through, and then things get worse. So right now we have these dollars. There's still an eviction moratorium for New York State. It will expire, or it is slated to expire on August 31st. And so,
It's very big. It's really big going forward. We'll talk more about it on Monday morning. We'll repeat that information for those of you who are just like, make sure don't miss the Wicked Club on Monday. One of the things I know, we had the chief in yesterday. We're talking a bit about safety in Rochester as well. Thank you for having the chief come in and give us sort of a progress report on what's going on in the city of Rochester.
Yes. And, she's partnered with the federal government to be able to get some of the most violent offenders off the street. I know she talked about that yesterday, but we also really want to deal with the root causes and to stop violence altogether, or, to reduce it and do our best. I want to commend the Department of Recreation and Human Services, Commissioner Daniel Lyman Torres, and many people from the community, because they brought this program called the Office of Neighborhood Safety, which was born out of Richmond, California. They were able to reduce their violence as well as shootings and murders by over 60% in Richmond, California. They were the first in the country to have this Office of Neighborhood Safety. The gentleman, Mr. Bogan, came here yesterday to our Neighborhood Safety Summit, and spoke about what it took to actually reduce violence in there consistently. We've reduced violence in the city of Rochester before, but it after the pandemic, we see it wasn't sustainable because everything went back to the way it was before we started putting in and implementing these programs. And so what the Office of Neighborhood Safety would do, and this is we announced that Dr. Kia Niame is the new coordinator, is really getting the community to take ownership of violence, and also employing those people that are your most violent actors and giving them the wraparound services that they need in order to make different choices in their community and putting them back into the community to now help, you know, stem the tide that's there. And he sent us to this website where really looked at what is the cost of one homicide in the community, and it's over $1 million. Because you think about the number of police officers that have to be there, the number of outreach workers, the amount of time that the technicians are spending, 911, all of that, and they equate that to being over $1 million. So for one homicide in the city of Rochester, we have right now over 40 homicides. So therefore, that's $40 million. And so if we are able to prevent one homicide from happening, we're able to make sure that not only are we helping taxpayers, but we're also saving lives, and we're doing it in a way that is sustainable over time. And so we're bringing this program to the city of Rochester, and hopeful that this will be a program that really stops violence well into the future as it gets going. It took them 14 years, but it was worth every dollar.
Wow. Mayor Lovely Warren, before you go, it's interesting you said that last line about how much it costs per homicide. And those statistics are based off of last year. So if it continues to keep going in this direction, we'll be putting more resources in the things that we could try to prevent within this community?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we're going to, the commissioner put forth a plan to utilize some of the ARPA dollars that we're getting from the federal government to implement this program. And if you really want to, you know, right now there are over 30 Office of Neighborhood Safeties in the country. Rochester would be number 31. You can visit the website. It's nicjr.org. NICJR.org, and you can see for yourself. You can see the, you know, what they've been able to do and how much it costs and why this is an important investment to make to save lives and to deal with root causes, because we can deal with consequences and, you know, talk about that. But at the end of the day, we want to stop these homicides from happening, and we want to make sure that we're giving people an alternative. And this is a way that nationally has worked, and we want to do that here in Rochester.
Hopefully we succeed, put an end to all of this and try to heal from some of the trauma that has affected our lives and our community far too long. Mayor Lovely Warren, drive safe. Thank you for the time this morning. I appreciate it.
All right. Y'all take care. Enjoy your weekend.
We are 103.9 WDKX.